Pastoral Care by St. Gregory the Great. Chapter 31. How those are to be admonished who praise the unlawful things of which they are conscious, and those who, while condemning them, in no way guard against them. Differently to be admonished are those who even praise the unlawful things which they do, and those who censure what is wrong, and yet do not avoid it. For they who even praise the unlawful things which they do are to be admonished to consider how, for the most part, they offend more by the mouth than by deeds. For by deeds they perpetrate the wrong things in their own persons only. But with the mouth they bring out wickedness in the persons of as many as there are souls of hearers, to whom they teach wicked things by praising them. They are therefore to be admonished that if they evade the eradication of evil, they at least be afraid to sow it. They are to be admonished to let their own individual perdition suffice them. And again, they are to be admonished that if they do not fear to be bad, they at least blush to be seen as what they are. For usually a sin, when it is hidden, is shunned, because when a soul blushes to be seen to be what nevertheless it does not fear to be, it comes in time to blush to be what it shuns being seen to be. But when any bad man shamelessly courts notice, then the more freely he perpetrates every wickedness, the more does he come even to think it lawful, and in what he imagines to be lawful, he is, without doubt, sunk ever more and more. Hence it is written, "They have declared their sin like Sodom, neither have they hidden it." For had Sodom hidden her sin, she would still have sinned, but in fear. But she had utterly lost the curb of fear, in that she did not even seek darkness for her sin. Whence also again it is written, "The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is multiplied." For sin with a voice is guilt in act, but sin with even a cry is guilt at liberty. But on the other hand, those who censure wrong things, and yet do not avoid them, are to be admonished to weigh circumspectly what they can say on their own excuse before the strict judgment of God, seeing that they are not excused from the guilt of their crimes, even themselves being their judges. What, then, are these men but their own summoners? They give their voices against misdeeds, and deliver themselves up as guilty in their doings. They are to be admonished to perceive how it even now comes of the hidden retribution of judgment, that their mind is enlightened to see the evil which it perpetrates, but does not strive to overcome it, so that the better it sees, the worse it may perish, because it both perceives the light of understanding, and also does not relinquish the darkness of doing wrong. For when they neglect the knowledge that has been given to help them, they turn it into a testimony against themselves. And from the light of understanding, which they had in truth received that they might be able to do away with their sins, they augment their punishments. And indeed, this, their wickedness, doing the same evil which it condemns, has already a taste here of the judgment to come, so that, while kept liable to eternal punishment, it shall not, meanwhile, be absolved here in its own test of itself, and that it may experience there the more grievous torments, in that here it does not forsake the evil which even itself condemns. For hence the truth says, The servant who knew his Lord's will and did not prepare himself, neither did anything according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Hence the psalmist says, Let them go down alive into hell. For the living know and feel what is being done about them, but the dead can feel nothing. For they would go down dead into hell if they committed what is evil without knowledge. But when they know what is evil and do it, they go down alive, miserable, and feeling into the hell of iniquity. End of chapter 31.